WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI informant now charged with lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnov, now says he got the information from a Russian informant.
A newly filed court document lays out the stunning allegations. Last week, after he was arrested for lying and obstruction of justice, Smirnov allegedly told an FBI agent officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about business person number one, whose sources say is Hunter Biden. Prosecutors claim Smirnov fabricated the story that President Biden was offered a $5 million bribe by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
ABC News Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. President Biden to announce new sanctions soon against Russia in connection with the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. On Fox News, former President Donald Trump compared the civil fraud penalty he faces to what Navalny endured in Russia. There is a flash flood warning for downtown Los Angeles right now as the rain from that atmospheric river continues to pound the area. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Middleton Police Department has now confirmed that two of the individuals that were found dead in an apartment on Sunday were children. In an update, the Middleton Police Department stated that two children were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. At the time of the update, the ages and names of the students were not released out of respect for the family. A Sauk County man has died following a head-on crash with a semi. The crash happened Monday morning when the man's SUV crossed over the center of the highway, hitting the semi head-on. Those vehicles collided near Wilton Rod and Gun Club on the highway near the town of Wilton. The man driving the SUV was found dead at the scene. The semi-driver was injured. The crash shut down Highway 71 for over 5 hours. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. We always appreciate it. Halfway through another work week, hey, we're just about there. Just a couple of more days before we're officially enjoying that weekend. We can do it. We just have to persevere. Make sure there's a lot of adult beverages involved, too.
Thank you. 99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze, Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible bell come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
Jack and Diane, there is John Mellencamp, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you on this Wednesday?
Halfway through another work week?
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's my little reminder to everybody.
I'm doing pretty good. I always knew that one of these years we would have an actual spring. And, well, it looks like we're kind of having it now. I mean, it's a little early, and I'm not really looking forward to the next 10 months of summer. But, yeah.
I told Corey yesterday, we were quick chatting in text before he took off for the day in California to do his second round of training, and he got to do a little sightseeing. I believe they went to his host took him to Hollywood yesterday, so he was pretty stoked about all of that. I told him in a text, because it's been rainy, gloomy, they have that atmospheric river that's happening in large portions of California right now. Temperature's way below normal. He's like, it is so cloudy and cool here, it's crazy. He's like, I'm running around in a jacket in California in February. I was like, well, it's 55 degrees here today. He's like, shut up, just don't even say it. He's like, I went to California for warmer weather this time of year, and look what happened. And I said to him, you know, here's the thing. I don't get too excited about the weather situation. We all know how Mother Nature can be. And by Friday, it's supposed to be back to 40, which still, I'm not going to complain about that. That's beautiful, but it's actually warmer right now outside than it's going to be Friday. So yeah. Something tells me that we're still going to have a round of cold and maybe a little bit more precipitation. Now, maybe I'll be wrong, and I hope I am, and we just kind of hang out in these low 40s, kind of, you know, going into the 50s a little bit and then back down. Maybe we'll do that, but something tells me we're going to have one more round of probably cold. I just hope it's not like May when that comes, right? Because that's happened here in Wisconsin, Finn, where mm-hmm. all of a sudden you think, mm-hmm. oh, this is it. This is spring. We're getting
done.
There.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden Mother Nature's like, oh, no, no, no,
throws
no, 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 no.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So I'm hoping that's not the case because, boy, that's depressing.
Yeah.
And nothing says depressing like looking at robins hop around on snowbanks when they finally come back, right? They're
so
like,
bizarre.
What is happening here? What are we doing? Same. We get it. We feel you. We get you, little robin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday? Anything, you know, out of the norm at the household?
Well, out of the norm, I think the most exciting thing about yesterday was the Maple Man.
Oh, the Maple Man. What is this?
Okay, so the Maple Man travels, he meanders throughout the neighborhood.
Okay.
And attaches buckets to our trees in hopes of draining sap from the trees, okay?
Oh, he's trying to make some homemade maple syrup.
Exactly.
I see. Now, I love it.
Now, what do we get out of the deal, according to my wife, who has had communication with the Maple Man?
She's making friends.
Exactly.
She's the
neighborhood, introductory committee or
yes.
whatever. But
love it.
Yeah, we get a jar of maple syrup out of the deal. So he does this throughout the whole neighborhood. So
sure.
I mean, whoever in the neighborhood has maple trees, he goes to them and asks if it's all right if he attaches
sure.
buckets to their trees or whatever. But you know, hopefully he doesn't have a cottage industry out
right?
there selling maple syrup, and we're just suckers for it all and getting one jar of maple syrup. But beggars can't be choosers, right?
I think it's fascinating to watch, like, the whole process
of
maple syruping. That's what I'm going to call it. I think it's fascinating. And there's nothing better than eating maple syrup over the top of ice cream, like fresh maple syrup.
It is
amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Now, I've talked a lot about cinnamon ice cream here on the morning show because my kids are a huge fan. Can't be fake cinnamon, though. It's got to taste like real cinnamon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be too
mm-hmm.
overpowering. And they like two different brands, and they're really hard to come by, usually most of the year, including around Christmas, even though you have a little better luck then. But there's nothing better than some real cinnamon ice cream with then a little homemade maple syrup over the top. Awesome. It is awesome. I'm a little jealous that you have somebody in your neighborhood that, like, you know, goes around, taps trees, and gets maple syrup. we just have pine trees out here. Nobody's tapping a tree out here. I don't know if pine syrup is quite as good as maple syrup, but nothing that exciting
not.
Out here
yeah.
yesterday.
Well,
that's
I know
for
you
sure.
had a busy day yesterday, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, it was phenomenally busy. It went very, very quickly, so that's the good news. But all the appointments are done. Aspie had her little back adjusted, which I'm kind of glad I went because, you know, you're kind of on the fence. It's a dog, right? We don't take her very often. She goes about once every 2 to 4 months, depending on how she's doing and how many walls she's run into head first or how many beds she's decided
right.
to leap in a single bound. I mean, these are things
all those
that have
zoomies that
yes,
doing
yes.
it to her, yes.
Well, she pings off of the couch. She uses it as a catapult to launch herself farther down the hall. Or she uses your chest if you happen to be sitting in a chair. She'll literally leap from the ground, use your chest to catapult herself back down into the hallway and go. She's 36 pounds. This is not for the faint at heart, let me tell you. And so yesterday I was kind of on the fence, but I'm glad I took her. She had a front paw that at some point she must have twisted because it was really the little joint at the ankle was really out of place. So I'm glad that we took her and it didn't create any more havoc. But she's good to go. It's literally like a 5-minute appointment. So it's always very easy. I love our puppy practor, Jess, though. She's amazing. She's always just fun to go visit and talk to anyway. So we did that. That's how we rounded out the day. We had some hair appointments. We had some meetings in there. It was chaos yesterday. Then I came home and I have to tell you, you know how I love to try to duplicate restaurant recipes, right?
Yeah.
Things that I've had at restaurants, if I really, really loved, I love to come home and try to figure it out myself. It's never quite as good, but it's a close substitute, especially when you really want that flavor.
Is it that missing ingredient or what is it?
Sometimes I think they're using maybe fresher ingredients or different ingredients they're using like for me, I have to always make substitutes because of the gluten issues and because of the dairy issues. So I have to make a lot of substitutes. So sometimes I think mine's just a little off because of that, right? And I don't know the chef's secret recipe, right? If I'm going to a restaurant, I don't know his secret recipe, so I've got to kind of make do with what I can find and piece together from online elements. So this weekend, we went to a restaurant in the Twin Cities. It's actually one of our favorites, and they have what they call an autumn hash. This is Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes with some onions in it, and then there's a little paprika spice, and then it's served with a sweet pepper aioli with an egg, a sunny side up over the top. First of all, I do the sunny side up egg relatively reluctantly because I do not like sunny side up eggs. I don't like to see yolk oozing out of my egg. So I'm a little reluctant on that. So I was able to alter that for myself at home. So I was happy about that. But I found a very close dupe, I gotta say. Mine had some red peppers in it, and then, of course, there was some paprika, a little cumin, some coriander in there, and a little red cayenne, just a sprinkle, red cayenne spice to, like, give it some flavor, because otherwise Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes together, kind of boring, let's face it. So you spice it up, you roast it in the oven, and then I made a sweet pepper aioli. Now, it wasn't as good as the restaurants, because I think they had a little sugar in theirs. I don't use sugar, and I use an avocado-based mayo, not some of the dairy products that I'm sure they're probably using in their aioli. But I will say this, for a dupe at home, it wasn't half bad. It wasn't half bad. So that's what I made for dinner last night, and Dexter had the other half of it because it made a whole lot. I wasn't sure how much it was going to make, but it made way more than I expected. So he was able to get in on the act, and he's like, this is really kind of good. Now, he likes a little spice, so he added a little bit more of the red cayenne pepper seasoning to his. I left mine the way it was, but it was good. And the aioli is awesome because it makes a ton, and now I have little mini cucumbers and baby carrots I can dip into when I need a snack in the afternoon. So that was how my day ended. After all of the chaos, all of the turmoil, all of the driving, really it wasn't that bad. I just don't like to be out of the house that long. It was a great end to the day.
That's awesome. I like the process of trying to figure out what it is you need to recreate these dishes that you find in restaurants. And I like the process. I don't always do well. And of course, I'm not a chef, but
it's so fun.
Did you guys watch a movie last night?
We did not. He started gaming with some friends, which I was kind of okay with because it'd been kind of a crazy day as far as just the sheer amount of running. And so I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to stay awake through the whole thing because the weather was so nice. Aspen also decided that she needed to be outside about every 45 minutes. To do what? I have no idea. But there were apparently things to sniff out in the bushes last night. So we had to be out every 45 minutes. Nothing makes Dexter as frustrated as when I have to keep pausing a movie and take the dog outside. So it probably worked out in our favor. So we just kind of hung out last night. We chilled a little bit. He did his thing and watched some movies with his friends. They do like a group watch session all of the time. So they have fun with that. And so they were watching movies and I just kind of hung out in the living room with my pupples, and we watched what did we even watch? I don't know. I skipped around and watched a bunch of stuff on Max last night because I was like, I'm not really into this after I watched it. And then I was like, I don't really want to watch this anymore either. This isn't doing it for me either. So I had about 3 hours of doing that.
That's always fun, isn't it? I mean, you just can't find something that you can commit to because it just doesn't hold your attention.
I wasn't feeling it last night, and I don't know why. Maybe it was a little bit of spring feverish, too. I didn't really feel like being inside myself, but it was dark, and we have a lot of critters running around outside right now. Not sure what those critters are, so I tend to just avoid being outside as much as I can be, especially when it's dark. I'm not brave out here at all. I'm not brave at all, especially since I saw bear tracks a few weeks ago. We also know we have bobcats out here. We've had sightings of foxes right next to the house. We've had coyotes. You can hear those in the distance mm-hmm. all the time. Yesterday we were walking and Aspen just about had a coronary because a deer literally ran about 5 feet in front of our faces. I thought she was going to just lose her mind. Now, of course, though, every time we go outside, she thinks that same 5 foot away from us deer is going to be standing in front of her. So we are on high alert to protect ourselves from a deer. Okay.
A close encounter like that, does she do what our Australian Shepherd does, which is, I like to call it Bobo the circus dog, but what it is he gets up on his hind legs and is that what she does?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She'll walk like that for a good half block if she has to, just so she can see over things. Also doesn't help that Aspen's really nosy. So that doesn't help my cause either. But
Feel like you should put a plate on their snout when you're doing that and they can spin a plate and do
She's
magic
adorable
tricks?
When she does it, but it's a little annoying when you're trying to just like keep moving forward, right? Or you know, usually when I take her out too, I have stuff that needs to get done. I don't have all day to sit here and go through every sniff and every bush and every leaf, and I don't have that kind of time, which is why we go for the extra long walks during the day. That is her time to sniff. And even then, sometimes I have to be like, all right, that's enough, let's keep moving on. Because you just don't have that kind of time. But
and you should try it with two dogs sometimes because I feel like a human wishbone. One is over in this direction, one's in the other, and I'm being pulled apart. And the sniffing, it's like, are we going to walk or are we going to sniff?
And this time of year when everything's melting and there's critters moving around and there's fresh new smells, it's game on. Game on. You are just kind of at their mercy. Now, she gets really crabby with me, though, and then she'll slow down and then she'll side-eye me and then she walks beside me with her head down and her tail down like somebody's just, you know, beat her to death or Sarah McLachlan's about ready to pop out of the bushes. She's perfectly fine. She just didn't get to sniff that one leaf for the extra 10 minutes that she wanted to do. So she's perfectly fine.
We torment our animals so much.
We do. Yeah. They've got hard lives, let me tell you. Puppy practor yesterday, people. That tells you how hard her life actually is. So this is some big news, and I want to share this with you because I think you and other Beatles fans will be very excited about it. Maybe you heard this was coming, but Oscar-winning director Sam Mendes, who's responsible for giving us American Beauty, Skyfall, and 1917, is going to make 4 different movies about the Beatles, with each told from one of the band members' point of views. Now, there is an official statement for these films, and they're going to basically intersect to tell what they're calling the astonishing story of the greatest band in history. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the families of the late John Lennon and George Harrison are already backing this project, and all the music rights have already been granted, which is actually a first for a scripted film about the group. So I think that's really exciting stuff, though, especially if they're going to tell it from their vantage point. I think Ringo has a particularly interesting vantage point, considering he wasn't the original drummer for the band, right?
Best,
So I think that's going to be interesting. But I think this could be fun. I think this could be a great way to get a new perspective of the band and see what was going on in their worlds and kind of what was going through their head. And I hope they really dive into the entire career of the Beatles, right? Not just the early stuff, because as you and I have discussed, there was a lot of angst among the ranks, especially when Yoko Ono came into play and John Lennon and Paul McCartney weren't seeing eye to eye, and that's when you saw the band kind of go in their own direction. So I think this will be very, very cool and a neat way to get to know the band a little bit better.
What I love about this, and years ago we were spoiled by the Peter Jackson documentary, Get Back. But what I love about this is how the popularity of the Beatles
keeps transcending.
It does, you know. And, you know, there are Beatle
There are people that are just not into the Beatles, which I don't understand. But, you know, I mean, you know, we can't all love the same thing, right?
Right.
But I love the fact that, yes, that another Beatle project is in the works. But when I read about this yesterday, I was a little confused because I love Sam Mendes. He's a great director. Love the Beatles. Okay. But so at first I thought this is just going to be a documentary, right? Mm-hmm. Set up in four different segments told from Paul's perspective and John's and George and Ringo's. But this is actually kind of a biopic, isn't it?
Yes, kind of.
So then they will be casting actors to play those parts, right?
Yeah, that's the way I'm understanding it.
Right. So then the thought is, okay, so who do you get to play Paul McCartney? Who do you get to play John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo Starr? You know, that'll be interesting.
I think it's going to be fascinating. Now, as far as what we know about the details of how this is all going to happen, when they're going to be released, what the strategy is going to be, that's all very unclear as of right now. But Sony says it is going to be innovative and groundbreaking. So, of the stuff that Sony has put out recently, I'll take their word for it. They've been kind of on top of their game as far as getting into the movie industry, TV shows, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but it should be pretty exciting. Whether you're a huge Beatles fan or just kind of dabbled in their music. But again, they've transcended generations. We're talking 60 years and they're still hanging around and we're still infatuated with them. Exactly. And they're still making movies about them, which is pretty darn cool.
Well, some people still listen to Mozart and Beethoven.
This is true. This is very true.
And I do have faith in Sam Mendes because he's just a brilliant director.
Yeah, he's awesome. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. My goodness. Speaking of awesome, this weather over the next couple of days, it's going to be fantastic. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 55, then mostly cloudy tonight down to 32. Lots of sun and 55 again tomorrow. Then we're going to cool things down for your Friday. Only 40 for a high. I mean, only 40 in February. That's like, not being grateful at all. Lots of sunshine on Friday as well. Right now, it's 45.
It's time to save big during the SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care Spring Sale. Whether you're shopping for playful, professional, or something in between, we offer endless combinations of frames and lenses to keep you seeing and living well. Our expert opticians are focused on you. Schedule now through March 30th and save 50% on frames. Visit ssmhealth.com/DDDsale for details and to find a location near you.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Baraboo State Bank supports Baraboo FFA students as they learn about the future of farming during National FFA Week. You can count on the professionals at Baraboo State Bank, rooted in downtown Baraboo since 1857. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
7:29 right now. We hope that your Wednesday is going well so far. Maybe a little early to judge, but halfway through another work week. Keep that in mind. It's Crowded House. Don't dream it's over on 99.7 Max FM.
There's a causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and waste, but you turn right over to the TV page.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:33 right now. And, you know, early in the morning, Finn, a lot of people scrambling around, getting their cups of coffee ready because, well, we need the caffeine to start the day and to really just make it through. But I got to ask you, would you take a crack at this or would it be a hard pass? I know where I am on this and I don't even drink coffee. But Starbucks just debuted pork-flavored coffee. Now, fortunately, fortunately for all of us here in the United States, it's not going to be on the menu here. You can only get this in China. But it's an interesting thing, so we got to talk about it, because it actually sounds pretty disgusting, if you ask me. They did this for the start of Lunar New Year this month because, quote, eating meat means prosperity in the coming year. So I love why they're doing it, right? That's awesome. It's called the Abundant Year Savory Latte. And if you're thinking, well, coffee and bacon aren't that weird together, that's not exactly what we're talking about. This is espresso and steamed milk mixed with a pork-flavored sauce normally reserved for Chinese food. Then they top it with more pork sauce and then add a thin sliver of pork as a garnish. Now, Starbucks describes the flavor as interesting and unexpected. That's not exactly how I'd put it, but sure, we'll go with that for terms. I think that sounds absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. You know, coffee by itself for me, unless it's got caramel and chocolate and whipped cream and all of that, is not where no, it's not. Now we're talking about adding pork-flavored sauce to it, and I'm kind of out at that point. I'm just kind of like, no, I'm going to skip that one. Now, what about you? Is this, because I know you're a coffee drinker. Is this something you delve into or try it out at least?
Look, I realize something about myself recently, which is that I'm not very adventurous, okay? So, you know, that being said, maybe I should, but then you saved me by saying that it's only available in China, so I don't have to, but I don't know. I will say there was a time, this was years ago, where I had gone to a Thai restaurant because I love Thai food, okay?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And for whatever reason, I had, because it was on the menu, I had ordered an, I think it was an iced coffee.
Okay.
Which also probably doesn't sound very good to you.
I like iced coffee. I'd rather do iced coffee. It's got more of a mocha flavor than a coffee flavor. So I can do iced coffee. That one's not horrible for me.
This was the worst cup of coffee I had ever. And the flavor, it was like, what is this? They were probably putting like pork sauce in. What, I have no idea. But yeah.
There's oyster sauces with some of the Asian cuisine. I mean, there's a lot of sauces to really choose from. And it kind of scares me when they want to serve up a cup of coffee because you don't really know. And they do love their concoctions on the Asian menus, right? It doesn't really matter what Asian restaurant you eat at, whether it's Japanese, Thai, whether it's Chinese. They like some interesting concoctions. Now, some of them work and I can get down with some of them. Others, though, I'm kind of like, is that really where we want to go right now? I'm not as adventurous. I can't use the chopsticks. I'm probably just the wrong person for this story. I mean, like, I can't.
Yeah, you probably need
this.
Chopsticks with your coffee for this right? one, I think.
Especially if you get some pork slivers sprinkled there on top. That's a hard pass for me.
what you were talking about, what you made for dinner last night for yourself.
Yeah.
See, that seems a little adventurous. For me, that seems a little adventurous. Now, there are people that are just meat and potatoes people, you know, and it's very plain. And my wife, actually, I mean, some of the food that she eats is, she's not a very, it's kind of bland is what I'm trying to say. Okay. You know, but see, when you have weird combos,
right?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
No, I totally agree. And I don't go out on a limb unless I've had it somewhere else before. Let me put it like that. I mean, if I hadn't had my concoction at a restaurant so I knew the flavors work together, there's no way I would have thought to put those things together at home by myself. I'm not that adventurous. Other people have to be, and then I just want to copy it. I mean, that's it. That's my entire secret to recipe making. This Starbucks flavored coffee, not going to be suggesting Corey Hartman try it at home. Let's just say that. I think we can do without this one.
You wouldn't want to replicate that.
Nope, I'm not coming up with a recipe to help him out on this one. And even I can probably think that my husband be like, just give it to me with some cream. All right, we don't need any of the fancy stuff.
Well, and then there's the dietary things too. There's the things that affect you, right? I mean, like sometimes I can't use a lot of salt. There are things that will give you heartburn or acid reflux or anything like that, you know, so there's certain foods that you can't try, you know, or, you know, eat or whatever. I'm not exactly sure that this cup of coffee would gel with my whole digestive thing that I got going on.
I'm thinking there's a few things wrong with this one. Good luck to them in China. You enjoy your pork coffee with the rest of us here. The rest of us are going to drink something a little bit more normal, I think. Now, there's some people out there that might be like, ooh, that sounds like the best thing ever. Each their own is all we're going to say this morning.
Now, on the other hand, I noticed, I don't know if you were going to talk about this today or not, but I noticed that Little Caesars is going to start selling pizza by the yard.
Yes. That's an interesting one. You know, because here's the thing I will
say. It's really just repackaging their pizza. It's just presenting it in a different way.
I mean, essentially, they're cutting it like burlap fabric over at Joann's or something, right? I mean, that's essentially what they're doing. So it's going to be, instead of being circular, it's just really going to be square. And one version is going to feature a full yard of Detroit-style deep dish, 8 slices of 3 meat treat, and 8 slices of pepperoni. The slices will then be end-to-end to stretch out to equal 1 yard, which is equal to 3 feet or 36 inches. There's your math lesson for today, kids. You don't need to pay attention to your teacher. For now, kidding, you always pay attention to your teacher. For now, these are only available at select locations, though, for the Little Caesars in Virginia, North Carolina. Now, this is where they're trying to roll it out. If it's a big deal there and it becomes a hit, then it's going to be expanded nationwide. Here's the thing that I love about Little Caesars. $20 for a yard of pizza. So if you've got a group of kids and you can get your hands on some Little Caesars somewhere in the area.
The entire gang.
Right. Yeah. And I remember when we were living in Minnesota, our little suburb had a Little Caesars right over by the Target. It was like heaven for moms, right? Because you go into Target, you'd get everything you need, your groceries, all of your staples, all of the toiletries, laundry soap, whatever it might be. Then it's about, you know, 12:30. The kids are getting crabby in the car. So you swing over to Little Caesars and get a $5 pizza. Boom, you're like a
you're
magician.
Done. Yeah.
Exactly. You take them home, they're happy, and you don't have to cook a quick lunch.
Now, the breakdown on this, though, for teenagers is 1 yard of this Little Caesars pizza will feed one teenage boy.
Right? So that's, exactly.
Yeah.
If they're hungry or they decide they're going to eat at that particular time,
right.
Otherwise it might be their 2 a.m. snack. At least that's how it goes in our house. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful over the next couple of days. Lots of sun, 55. Try to get out outside and enjoy this gorgeous weather. Sean Cable's going to tell you about the cool down we're going to experience on Friday. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next on Max FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a preview for our February firearms and hunting related items auction from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. This online only auction will end tomorrow on Thursday at 9 a.m. It's a very large auction featuring over 250 firearms, lots of ammunition, as well as hunting, outdoor and fishing related items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several other auctions coming up and closing as well, including two farm consignment auctions. Our February farm consignment auction in Reedsburg ends on the 29th. That's next Thursday at 9 a.m. And also the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club farm consignment auction in Prairie du Sac. That ends on Thursday, March 7th at 9 a.m. Other upcoming auctions include a 231-acre real estate auction ending on March 5th. More details on our website. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. WIA Girls Basketball Tournament got started yesterday. In Division II, 4th Sectional 3, the Baraboo Thunderbirds have their season come to an end as the team falls on the road to number 7 Sparta, 51-33 the final in that matchup. Sparta will now move on to face number 2 on Alaska. Also in the tournament this past evening, it was Portage losing to La Crosse Central, 59-35. Home squad will move on to face number 3 DeForest. Those next matchups will be taking place on Friday, and that'll also include number 4 Reedsburg hosting number 5 Sauk Prairie. Each of those teams earned byes in that first round. Winner of that one will take on the winner between West Salem, the 1 seed, and number 9 La Crosse Logan. Logan upset Toma last night on the road. Mount Horeb also victorious yesterday over Delavendarian, 50-41. They'll now move on to face McFarland. Milton beat Monroe 88-13 to advance on to face Elkhorn. And Stoughton gets the win yesterday over Fort Atkinson. That was all for Division 2. In Division 3 action, number 9 Adams Friendship gets the road victory over GET 55-39. They'll now move on to face number 1 Elk Mound on Friday. Winner of that will meet the winner between number 4 Wisconsin Dells and number 5 Arcadia, also playing Friday evening. Mauston gets a win yesterday in Division 3 as well, 71-38 win against Black River Falls. They'll move on to face Altoona. Also last night in Division 3, number 9 Lodi has their season come to an end, 50-35 loss to East Troy. Columbus, 57-25 win over Mayville. And in Division 4, it was number 6 Partyville, 69-22 win over Montello. They'll now move on to face Random Lake. And number 4 Poinette will meet St. Mary Springs on Friday evening as well. You can get the full bracket and all the details over at WIAWI.org. Congratulations to the teams that moved on and also to those who had their season come to an end this past evening. Badger men's basketball team officially falls out of the top 25, but they do get a win this past evening against Maryland, 74-70, the final at home. Tyler Wall led the way for the Badgers with 18 points. Team has just four regular season games left. They'll be at Indiana on Tuesday of next week. Their last three games will have two pretty tough ones as they'll be hosting number 12 Illinois, welcoming Rutgers, and then finally heading to Purdue, the number three team in the country. That all leads up to the Big Ten tournament. All-star break continues for the Bucks. They'll be back at it again on Friday as the team will head to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves. It'll be a late start time, 9 p.m. tip-off for it. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
7:46 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, program it into your phone. Life is always easier that way. 355-9970. It's Robert Palmer now. This is Addicted to Love on 99.7 Max FM.
Addicted to love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:50 right now. And on this gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday, because it really is truly beautiful out there, I'm thinking about moving the morning show outside on our deck. I'm telling you, it's that nice this morning. We have to do a little celebrating today. Of course, Finn, it is time to take a look at our birthday list. And we'll remind you before we jump into the celebrity side of things that if you are celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, it's not too late to let us know. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, we have an interesting, eclectic list of celebrities today, so let's just jump right in here. Blanket Jackson is celebrating today. Of course, his real name is Prince Michael Jackson II, 22 years old. Now, he's actually the one that Michael dangled off that balcony way back in 2002. That was a very weird period of time. Very strange happenings around Michael Jackson at that point in time, but at least Blanket survived, and now today we're celebrating his 22nd birthday, so there is that, I guess.
Where does the name Blanket come from?
I'm not really sure if it was like a sibling thing, if maybe he loved a blankie. I'm not really sure, but Blanket, that's quite the name to go through life with as your nickname. Interesting stuff. And really, when you look at the time period of Michael Jackson, and you kind of look at where he was at mindset-wise when Blanket was just a baby, Blanket as a nickname kind of makes sense. I mean, for some weird, odd kind of reason, right? Sophie Turner is also celebrating a birthday today. She just recently split with one of the Jonas Brothers. Was it Joe or Jonah?
One of them.
Anyway, yeah. That was an ugly kind of battle that played out in real life. Anyway, she is celebrating her 28th birthday. Of course, we know her best as playing Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones. She was also Jean Grey on X-Men Apocalypse and X-Men Dark Phoenix. Really? We just watched X-Men Apocalypse. I had no idea she was in that movie.
Not that memorable then? Or
she would have been the redhead, I guess. She would have been Phoenix, I guess, if I remember. Oh, gosh, the red hair kind of threw me. I had no idea that was Sophie Turner. Interesting. Huh. Let's see. Who else do we have on this? Haley Tia, Adam's sister Erica on The Goldberg. She is celebrating her 30th birthday. Scout Taylor Compton, who is Laurie Strode in Rob Zombie's Halloween movies. She also played Lita Ford in The Runaways. She's celebrating her 35th birthday today. Here's a good name that Disney Channel fans will remember. Corbin Bleu is celebrating today. He's 35 years old. Of course, he was in Disney's High School Musical and Jump In. He was also on Dancing with the Stars, and he finished second to Glee's Amber Riley. So even then, he couldn't come in more than second place on Dancing with the Stars. Poor Corbin Bleu. Ashley Green, who plays Alice Cullen in the Twilight movies, is celebrating her 37th birthday. Elliot Page is also celebrating, 37 years old for him today. Of course, you know him best as Victor on the Netflix series The Umbrella Academy. We've got Charlotte Church celebrating a birthday today. 38 years old for her. Now, didn't she get her start on one of the, like, the America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent or something like that?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember because that feels like that's been an eternity ago, but I know she kind of blew up headlines for a really long time because of her talent. Jordan Peele, of course, from the duo Key and Peele, is 45 years old today. Twilight Zone host and Oscar nominee for writing and directing Get Out, as well as Us. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 45 today. Of course, she started out on Party of Five, and then she became the Ghost Whisperer, which, honestly, it's still one of those my favorite shows to watch in syndication. Is the show good? No, absolutely not. Is it a little quirky and a little weird? Absolutely, and I'll always tune in to that over anything else, but it was not the greatest produced TV
show.
Would
you qualify it as a guilty pleasure?
Probably, only because if it's on, I'm definitely going to land on it and watch it for a while. But it was, you know, it was one of those shows that even though it's a guilty pleasure and I didn't really think that it was that well done, it was on for a really long time. It actually lasted a lot of seasons. So apparently we like that kind of stuff in this world. Titus Burgess, who plays Titus on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, celebrating his 45th birthday today. Billy Baldwin is celebrating as well. Alec Daniel and Steven's brother. He's also famous for being married to Chyna Phillips, and he's brilliant as Ivan, the tennis instructor in the Oscar-nominated film The Squid and the Whale. He is 61 years old today. We've got Christopher Atkins on the list. He's the 80 stud from the movie The Blue Lagoon. He's celebrating his 63rd birthday. Kim Coates is also celebrating a birthday today. Alexander Tig Traeger on Sons of Anarchy, 66 for Kim Coates. Jack Coleman is also 66. Now, he played Claire's father on Heroes, Caroline's dad on The Vampire Diaries, and most importantly, Dynasty Stephen Carrington, one of the first openly gay characters on TV. It seems like he's maybe been a little bit of a typecast, but 66 years old for Jack Coleman today. Let's see. Kelsey Grammer is also on the list today. Of course, we know him best as Frasier Crane on Cheers and Frasier, and now the reboot that I don't know if it's going very well, but he's 69 today. So good for Kelsey Grammer.
That nobody else in the Frasier cast wants to be a part of.
Right? Now, I know Roz did make an appearance. We haven't watched all but that one episode, and I know she did appear later on the show. I don't know if it was a guest appearance or she's got a recurring role. I haven't really kept up on my new Frasier information the last few weeks.
Well, I know that David Hyde Pierce, Niles,
he just wanted
Frasier,
nothing to do with it.
He doesn't want to have, but you know, he's also busy with that Julia show on HBO. Or
there is
Max.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of moved on and gotten to, you know, not that Frasier was small potatoes, but he's kind of moved on. This might be all Kelsey Grammer has left is this reboot of Frasier at this stage
of his
career.
That's why I think this reboot happened is because Kelsey Grammer just had nothing else to do, I guess.
69 years old. I mean, dude, retire. You know, you had a great career. We loved you as Frasier, but maybe it's time to let it go. I know there's some people who probably like the show, but none of those reboots really seem to do all that well, right?
I love the original Frasier. I love the original Frasier. You know?
Agree.
Sadly, though, I really miss John Mahoney the show.
He kind of made the whole show, and it's a little lacking without him, at least the first couple episodes we watched, because he had just that very good comedic timing. You know, he was
kind of the heart of the show.
He was. He was the grumpy blue-collar dad to these two more prestigious doctors, you know, and he just brought that element to the show that it was missing, and now you don't really have that element so much. I mean, if you haven't seen the show, I don't want to give too much away, and I've only seen a few episodes, but they're trying to use that character in Frasier's son, who's a little bit more like his grandpa, you know, and you just don't get that notoriety like you did with the original cast. Yeah. William L. Peterson, who was Gil Grissom on CSI, celebrating his 71st birthday. Anthony Daniels, also celebrating a birthday today. You know him best as C-3PO. He's 78 years old. He is the only actor to be in all 10 Star Wars movies, 11 if you count Solo, where he was the human slave Tack. Tyne Daly, love her. She is 78 years old today. Maxine Gray on Judging Amy. And of course, she will always be Mary Beth Lacy to most of us on Cagney and Lacy. That was really kind of one of those shows that broke barriers, didn't it? Way back in the early 80s. It was it was kind of crazy what they were doing with Cagney and Lacy.
Female characters on a
playing
TV
cops,
show.
Yeah. Playing detectives nonetheless, solving crimes, kind of getting down and dirty in the trenches with the males of the department. It was good stuff. David Geffen also celebrating a birthday today. Of course, he co-founded DreamWorks with Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. David Geffen is 81 years old today. Oh. My goodness. I know, right? It's hard to believe David Geffen's been around that long. It seems like we've been talking about David Geffen in some sort of for a really long time, right? Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday today or even an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to this list, always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast. Lots of sunshine the next couple of days. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Now, we are going to cool down, though, for Friday. Still very nice, but not 55. We're looking more at like 40. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at local and ABC news next here on Max FM.
Okay, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
the day.
Winter Dance Party, celebrating the music of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, returns to Wisconsin Dells for one big matinee performance Thursday at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Along with a wonderful meal, you'll hear all your favorites from Buddy Holly, like Peggy Sue, O